is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hello, and welcome to the 55th edition of the Coach's Corner Roundtable on the Hoopheads podcast. Each episode of the Coach's Corner Roundtable will feature our all-star lineup of guests answering a single basketball question. A new Coach's Corner Roundtable will drop around the 15th of each month. July's roundtable question is, what are three under-the-radar things a player can do to stand out to you as a coach? Our coaching lineup this month includes Eric Bueller from Chatfield High School, Andy Farrell from Siena College, Bob Krasancik from Menor High School, Dan Miller from San Marcos High School, Matthew Raidbar, the author of Lead Like a Pro, Mark Schult from Center College, Don Showalter from USA Basketball, John Schulman from the University of Alabama Huntsville, and Mo Williams from Salisbury University. Please enjoy this roundtable episode of the Hoopheads podcast, and once you're finished listening, please give the show a 5-star rating and review after you subscribe on your favorite podcast app. If you're a basketball coach at any level, please check out our Hoopheads coaching mentorship program. You'll get matched with one of our experienced head coaches and develop a relationship that will help take your coaching, your team, your program, and your mindset to another level. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Hoopheads Pod for the latest updates on episodes, guests, and events from the Hoopheads Pod. Hey Hoopheads, check out these great deals this July from our partners and friends at Dr. Dish Basketball. Get $4,000 off any machine in their professional lineup or $1,000 off the Dr. Dish home machine. Their Dr. Dish shooting machines are undoubtedly the most advanced and user-friendly machines on the market. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com and follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Mention the Hoopheads podcast and save an extra $300 on the Dr. Dish Rebel, All-Star, and CT models. Those are some great deals, Hoopheads. Get your Dr. Dish shooting machine today.
Hi, everyone. This is Liz Kay, head girls basketball coach at Wakona High School in Dalton, Massachusetts, and you're listening to the Hoopheads podcast.
Prepare like the pros with the all-new Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Fast Draw has been the number one play diagramming software for coaches for years. You'll quickly see why Fast Model Sports has the most compelling and intuitive basketball software out there. For a limited time, Fast Model is offering Hoopheads listeners 15% off Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Just use the code HHP15 at checkout to grab your discount, and you'll be on your way to more efficient game prep and improved communication with your team. Fast Model also has new coaching content every week on its blog, plus play and drill diagrams on its playbank. Check out the links in the show notes for more. Fast Model Sports is the best in basketball. Let's hear from our panel about three under-the-radar things a player can do to stand out.
Eric Bueller, Chatfield Senior High School, Littleton, Colorado.
Hey, what's going on, Hoopheads? This is Eric Bueller from Chatfield Senior High. And this month we were asked, what are three under-the-radar things that players can do to stand out to their coaches? I'd say a big one for me that sticks out to me is when kids hustle places. They jog to get water. They jog back from coming to water. They jog back from the locker room. They hustle between drills. And they're always ready to go for whatever's next. The second thing is I love full-speed mistakes. I think when you first learn something, you want to go slow and you want to try it out. But the faster you want to, if you want to learn something faster, you got to go full speed with it. And you got to try to simulate game speed and be okay with making those mistakes, because you're going to obtain that skill. You're going to learn that new thing that you need about the game quicker, making those full speed mistakes. And then the last thing that I think really stands out to me is kids that seek coaching, and I always encourage kids to come and ask questions and try to get clarification on things, and be careful, because sometimes you can go overboard with this and maybe bug a coach or annoy a coach. But I love kids that are asking for new things to work on or clarification on not understanding what they need to do. I know coaches really love that. So anyways, thanks for having me again, guys, and look forward to talking to you next time. See ya.
Andy Farrell from Siena College.
It may sound cliche, but the three things under the radar that our player can do that can stand out would be on the court, like rebound the ball. I think rebounding the ball is such an underrated quality, and that's all about effort, and that helps you on both ends of the floor. The second under the radar thing that people can do is run. Whether you're big and running hard to the rim or running hard into screens, running wide and deep for transition, running off of screens, all those types of things. I think running is a really, really lost art with players these days. And I think the other thing is just being a good teammate. If you're not playing really well or you're in foul trouble, you're on the bench, can you still help your team win? Can you be vocal? Can you be positive? Can you give teammates high fives and be happy for their successes when the team's doing well? It is a team game and everybody has to be a part of it, whether you're on the floor or not. So just being a positive and a good teammate, I think those are under the radar things, unfortunately. And I think that those are vital when evaluating a player.
Bob Krasancic, Mentor High School, Mentor, Ohio.
Coach K, Mentor High School, three things a player can do to impress me or to stand out. Number one, nonstop hustle. So many players pick and choose when they want to bust. I love that player that just goes one gear and that's all out. Two, great communicator. Communication is a great skill and he will rub off on other players. And the third one is be a little early to practice, stay a little later, and put in that time with quality effort. Love those type of players.
Dan Miller, San Marcos High School in San Marcos, Texas.
Assuming that all your guys play hard and are good teammates and doing the things you ask, looking for three underrated characteristics for guys to get in the rotation, I'd say one is just being a grade A ball mover, you know, just moving the ball and knowing when that person's out there, the ball's going to not be sticky and it's just going to keep popping. I'd say the second thing is somebody who sets your transition defense. Our term is safety, is just being great at getting back, calling, I'm the safety, and just getting everyone set to build that shell. And then I'd say the third thing that I think is just being a go-get-it guy. You know, we want all our guys boxing out, being great rebounders. But if you have that knack for the ball, you're a go-get-it guy, you're going to gain your team extra possessions. The ball war gets better when he's on the court. I think that's a characteristic you really appreciate as a coach. So my three things are being a grade A ball mover, being a go-get-it guy, and being a safety on defense and setting your defense.
Matthew Radebard, author of Lead Like a Pro.
Hey, Hoopheads Nation. This is Coach Matt Radebard here with you for another Hoopheads Roundtable. This time discussing what are three under-the-radar things a player can do to stand out to you as a coach. The first thing to me is they can be the first one to arrive at practice. You know, you kind of often hear the cliche of, you know, first one in, last one out. Well, to me, being the last one out is easier. You're already there. So you're just sticking around later. And while that's important, showing up first, being the first one there, to me demonstrates something even more. It says, one, I'm going to be there first to hold my teammates accountable, to make sure that they're there on time, that they're ready to go. And it demonstrates a commitment that, you know, you're going to be there not only to warm up and get yourself ready, but also help get practice ready. Demonstrate to the coaches that you're going to do whatever it takes for the team, not just for yourself. You know, two other really important kind of under the radar things I look for are some of those little leadership things. You know, who is the one on the team who's organizing the student athletes or organizing the players off the court? You know, who's setting up, you know, watching NBA games or other college games? Who's setting up, you know, when they're going to meet to go to the cafeteria or go to eat? You know, who's doing those leadership things off the court that are so important to team camaraderie, team commitment, and a really positive team culture? And then the last thing is I always look for, you know, who's trying to be an extension of the coach's voice? You know, I think that's something that to me transcends leadership. That's just not about having your voice be heard. It's who's actively taking a role, whether they agree or not with what the coaches are saying or the decisions they're making. Who's taking on that role to be an extension of the coach's voice when the coaches aren't there? Or when the coaches have said all they can say and we need some leadership, we need the voice from the athletes. So those are my three things that I'm always looking for under the radar that can really help students, student athletes, players really develop and really stand out amongst all their teammates.
Hey, Hoopheads Nation, whether you're a beginner basketball player looking for a place to start or a seasoned vet looking to level up your skills, I want to tell you about your new go-to secret weapon. It's called Train. Train is a basketball training and education platform that gives you on-demand access to premium basketball courses created by expert coaches and trainers from around the world. Want to get better at blowing by your defender? Learn setup drills with NBA and international pro trainer Marius Williams, or how to use the punch drag with NBA trainer Kerry Darting. Looking to level up your catch-and-shoot skills? Practice space shooting workouts with former lead female trainer for Kobe Bryant's Mamba League, San Dixon. Or if you're just starting out, learn the basics of shooting and finishing at the basket from international champion, three-time Romanian Player of the Year, and Train co-founder, Vlad Moldovaniu. Train has 32 and counting actionable, expert-led, on-demand basketball training courses that teach you exactly how to improve your ball handling, shooting, attacking, and more. For a limited time, Hoopheads listeners get 35% off monthly, annual, and lifetime plans. Just go to gotrainbasketball.com/hoopheads to learn more and sign up for a free 7-day trial. Mark Schult from Center College.
Hey, Hoopheads. Appreciate you guys having me on this month. This month's question, what are three under-the-radar things a player can do to stand out? I'd say, AAU or high school setting, and you can do either of these in both. Number one, I'd say just defend the ball and pressure at a high level. Guys who can get the point guard to give it up or force them on one side of the floor or the other. I mean, that can impact how an offense runs and how a team plays. So that's number one. Number two is just being a visible leader, both on the bench and on the floor, being engaged on the bench, into the game, seeing what's happened and, cheering on your teammates and, on the floor, just picking guys up and, physically helping guys up, when they, take charges or fall or what have you. So I'd say just being a visible and a vocal leader for their team is a bit underrated. And number three, kind of similar, just somebody who celebrates their teammates. When you make a good pass and your teammate gets an and-one, or again, if you're on the bench and something good happens, being the first one up to cheer, like those are all things that, really stand out. And, guys who do those are, maybe not always the leader in the box score or things like that, but they're important, for the team, for the culture. So those are three things that, are a bit under the radar that I think it helped young players separate themselves, beyond the skill, beyond the basketball stuff. So thanks, guys.
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
Hi, Don Showalter here with USA Basketball. The question for the week was, what are three under the radar things that you look for in a player? I think number one is I watch a player, and this is also how I evaluate players for USA Basketball. First thing I look is how good the teammates they are. Are they really positive with their teammates, give high fives, fist bumps, pick players up off the floor? To me, I think that goes a long ways in showing what kind of individual and player they are. Number two, obviously, is how hard they work on the court. And that's not, so many times I see false hustle where players look like they're playing hard, but they're out of position and they don't have really true hustle. Going after loose ball is, taking charges, getting rebounds out of the area are some of the things I look for in that aspect. And then the third thing is, especially during timeouts or when the coach is talking, what kind of eye contact, what kind of body language does that player have? I think that's really important For me, it's kind of under the radar, I think, for a lot of people to see that. But, you know, how they respond to the coach when they're talking to them, those are really very important factors. Thank you.
John Shulman, University of Alabama Huntsville and the 720 Sports Group.
This is John Shulman, head basketball coach at Alabama Huntsville. Question for this month, what are the three under-the-radar things a player can do to stand out to you as a coach? I'm going to be a little unique here. I'm assuming everybody's going to say on-the-floor stuff, and I will start with on-the-floor. Just having a unique skill, being able to really defend or really rebound or really shoot it. You know, you don't have to do everything and be that everything guy. Playing your tail end off, I think, is a unique skill in today's world. But that's the first thing, is having something that, you know, no one else has on the court. You know, don't spend the month of July in AAU trying to show a coach what you can't do. Show them what you can do. Don't try to do things to impress. And if you're just a three-point shooter, now you got to put the ball on the floor and show them you can put the ball on the floor, and it doesn't work out. And now you show them what you can't do. Show them what you can do. Play to your strengths. I would think that's number one thing. But, you know, what are the three under-the-radar things a kid can do? I'm just going to be honest with you. You can send a very personal email to me as a player and have done your research on UAH and our program. You send a generic email, you spell my name wrong, you don't say Coach Shulman, you don't, I'm really interested in your university. Those get deleted. So have a very personal email explaining your situation, and that to me would get you standing out, your email that you send. Just to be honest. Another thing with that is we've really taken guys that want to be here. And so if you want to go, if I'm a kid and I'm dying to go to Auburn, go to their elite camp, go to their team camp, go make an effort to go visit them, go send Bruce Pearl a email, or one of their coaches, or all of their coaches, but a very personal email. Go make an effort to be on their campus and to show them how much that you want to be there. Same thing with here. We really don't take a whole lot of kids that don't want to be here. If we got to recruit you and wine you and dine you and kiss your tail to be here, probably not going to work out. It'll work out if you're the one that makes the effort. So make an effort. Make an effort. And show them that, to me, helps you stand out, just to be honest. So an email, come to an elite camp, come in, on a visit on your own, that those are things that stand out. Off the court. Also, you know, just be honest, grades and a test score stand out. But on the floor, playing your tail end off, having an elite skill, getting noticed, doing what you do best. Hope this helps. Have a great month of July, and appreciate everything that Mike is doing for the game. Take care.
Mo Williams from Salisbury University.
What's going on, Hoopheads? This is Mo Williams, head men's basketball coach here at Salisbury University. Wanted to tap in with this month's question on what are three things that stand out that a player could do to me as a coach. I think number one is paying attention and following instructions, especially the preseason. There's always a bunch of forms and things that need to get done. There's drills that we're doing for the first time. So players that are able to pay attention and follow those things and be very aware of what needs to get done in a timely manner really stands out to me. I think the second one is being in elite shape. I think the conditioning part of basketball is extremely important. And everybody hates it. Like, nobody likes it, but it stands out to me right away. If you're coming in first consistently with sprints, just the shape you come in to a season, starting a season. And then I think the last one is communication. You know, what is your verbal presence on your team? You know, is there a change in your team's performance and the feel of your team when you're not in? Or let's say you're silent for a segment. So many players that are great communicators, whether it's on offense, defense, or just nonverbal communication.
Thanks for checking out this month's Hoopheads Podcast Roundtable. We'll be back next month with another question for our all-star lineup of coaches.
Your first impression is everything when applying for a new coaching job. A professional coaching portfolio is the tool that highlights your coaching achievements and philosophies, and most of all, helps separate you and your abilities from the other applicants. The Coaching Portfolio Guide is an instructional membership-based website that helps you develop a personalized portfolio. Each section of the Portfolio Guide provides detailed instructions on how to organize your portfolio in a professional manner. The guide also provides sample documents for each section of your portfolio that you can copy, modify, and add to your personal portfolio. As a Hoopheads Pod listener, you can get your Coaching Portfolio Guide for just $25. Visit coachingportfolioguide.com/hoopheads to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads Podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.